Okay, today we continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Demai, and today we are doing Mishnayos Dalid and Hey in the seventh parak of Demai. So Mishnah Dalid discusses Halokeach Yain Mibein HaKutim. Let's say a person purchased wine from Kutim. So there are a lot of details missing in this Mishnah that the Bar Tanura fills in. First of all, he says, how can you have any wine from Kutim? There's a gzeira that you're not. It's like Yain Nesach, you know, Stam Yainam. You're not allowed to have wine from Kutim. So he says Kodim Shigazral Yainon. This is before they ever made a gzeira on the wine of Kutim. So that's one. Second of all, what we have to understand over here is that Kutim did not take Trumas and Maestros from anything that they would give to us. Meaning, although Kutim were very machbid about Trumas and Maestros, that's only for what they would imbibe themselves. They were not concerned with the Gneiver, Losit, and Michshol, and therefore they didn't take Trumas and Maestros from anything that they would give to anybody else. And the third critical point over here that the Mishnah oddly doesn't mention, but the Bar Tanura says has to be understood over here, is that Vahacha the case is that you got this wine on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, and you're not allowed to be mafresh from Tevel. You're not allowed to be mafresh from Samaisos Vadai on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos, you're allowed to be mafresh to Mai, but not Tevel Vadai. So now you have this Yayin Mi Bein Akutim, and it is Tevel Vadai. So, but it's already Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. What do you do? So Tos Yontif just points out, had it been from a Yisrael and it was Tevel Vadai, the same halacha would apply, but we don't give an example of buying from a Yisrael Tevel Vadai because that's a Milsudo Shchicha, because it's Osir for Yisrael to sell something that's Tevel Vadai. So that's why we make it Kutim. Halokeach Yain Mibein HaKutim. So you buy wine Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos from Kutim, so it's Tevel Vadai. So you could do is as follows. Omer, you say Shnei Lugin Shani Yasa LaHafrish Harehin Truma. Remember, this is not Demai, so it's not just Trumas Meiser and Meiser Rishon you have to worry about. You have to worry about the actual Truma Gedola also. So you say two Lug that I'm going to be Mafrish, that should be the Truma. The Asara Meiser, 10 should be Meiser Rishon. The Tisha Meiser Sheni, 9 should be Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni is 10% of what's remaining. Once you took out 10% for Meiser Rishon, 9 would be 10% of what's remaining. So Mechel V'Shosa, and then you can go ahead and you can drink the wine as long as you leave over enough that after Shabbos you're going to have that which you designated as Truma and as Meiser and as Meiser Rishon and as Meiser Sheni. Mishnah Hay, Hayulo Te'inim Shel Tevel B'Toch Beiso. Let's say you had figs that were absolutely Tevel in your house. V'hu B'Beis HaMedrash. But the problem is you're not in your house. Where are you on Erev Shabbos? You're in the Beis Medrash. The Bar Tanura points out, Be'erev Shabbos, the case is that it's Erev Shabbos, U'misyari, Shemi Yikadi Shavayom, V'liyuchel Aser. And you know you're going to get involved in a sugya, and it's going to become Shabbos, and you're not going to have time to take maestros. So what do you do? So, or Besada, oh Besada, you're still working in the field. So Omer, you should say, Shtei Te'enim Shani Yasada HaFer Sharein Truma. Two Te'enim that I'm going to designate, that should be Truma. The Eser in the next 10 Te'enim, Maestro Rishon, should be Maestro Rishon. The Tisha in the next 9, Maestro Sheni. Hayu Demai, if they were all Demai, Omer Mashani Yasa Dafrish Lamachar, Hareu Meiser, Vishar Meiser Samachlo, then you should say that which I'm going to, that 1/100th that I'm going to be Mafrish tomorrow should be Meiser, and the other 9% next to it will be Meiser Rishon as well. Zesha Sisi Meiser, the original 1% that I made Meiser, I'll say Trumas Meiser Alab, should be the Trumas Meiser on the Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni, Bitzvono, Bidromo, and the Meiser Sheni will be in the north or the south of it, Mechulal, and should be Mechulal on the money. We've seen that trick 1,000 times already, right? That when you're dealing with Demai, and you don't have to actually take Truma Gedola, and all you really have to worry about is the Trumas Meiser, so you say, whatever I'm going to leave over at the very end, that 1% that I'm going to leave over at the very end should be the Trumas Meiser on the Meiser Rishon that I'm also going to designate and going to leave over. So to quickly summarize the two Mishnayos that we did, so Mishnah Dalid taught us that if you buy wine that's Vadai Tevel, and it's Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, so it's too late to be Mafrish. So you can say that which you can designate amounts that will be Huvra Dover L'Mafreya, that which you leave over will be Huvra Dover L'Mafreya, that will be Truma and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Mishnah Hay taught us that if you have Tevel and it's Erev Shabbos and you're afraid you're not going to make it home in time to be Mafrish, so again, you designate the food, then you say that which I will leave over should be the Trumas Shabbos and Maisos. If it was Demai, then you could do the same trick we've been learning about for several Mishnayos already, where you only have to worry about the Trumas Maiser and just designate 1/100th as Maiser Rishon originally, the 9% next to it as further Maiser Rishon. The original 1/100th then goes and turns around and becomes Trumas Maiser, and then another 10% goes and is Maiser Sheni, and you just identify the Makom of the Maiser Sheni. But as Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav.